This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. One person remains hospitalized in serious condition after eating poisonous mushrooms foraged in Park County. Emergency responders were called to a private home in Park County last Monday night after receiving reports of an unintentional poisoning. A group of people, 10 adults and one child, were visiting Montana and had foraged wild mushrooms to eat. The Department of Public Health and Human Services said mycologists at Montana State University examined the mushrooms and preliminarily identified them as part of the Amanita family, likely from the Pantherina or Gamata groups. Both are toxic to humans. Kathy Cripps, a mycologist and former Montana State University professor, says the case immediately reminded her of the 2023 illness outbreak linked to morel mushrooms served at Dave's Sushi in Bozeman, which resulted in two deaths. Cripps said this incident stands out because of the number of people affected. What was surprising about this, it was such a large number of people, Cripps said. Cripps said anyone interested in foraging should make proper identification their top priority. Really, the first rule is you really need to identify the mushrooms that you have, she said. She recommends using field guides rather than relying solely on some artificial intelligence apps. Even after a mushroom has been correctly identified, Cripps said proper preparation is still essential. Cook them, and cook them well, she said. As of last Tuesday evening, all 11 patients remained hospitalized from eating the poisonous mushrooms, with 7 patients in serious condition, 3 in fair condition, and 1 in good condition. The inaugural season of the new, or revived, Women's Professional Baseball League happened August 1st. New York, Boston, Los Angeles, and San Francisco were the first cities with teams competing in the inaugural season of the Women's Professional Baseball League this summer. There hasn't been a pro league for women since the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League formed during World War II. It dissolved in 1954. That's the league that inspired the movie A League of Their Own. More than 600 players from 10 countries attended the Women's Professional Baseball League tryouts last August. The league narrowed the pool down to roughly 120 women ballplayers for the draft, which took place last November. Then the teams cut their rosters in half from 30 to 15 and began practicing for the start of the season this past weekend on August 1st. Each of the 4 women's pro baseball team names honors a pioneering woman in U.S. history. The Boston Hunters are named for Harriet Hunt, often referred to as the country's first woman physician despite not being allowed to earn a medical degree. She was granted approval to attend lectures at Harvard Medical School in 1850, but was prohibited from earning a degree because she was a woman. The New York Heights are named for the godmother of the civil rights movement, Dorothy Height, who became president of the National Council of Negro Women, staunchly advocating for the inclusion of women in the fight for racial equality. The San Francisco Firebells are named for Lily Hitchcock Coit, known as Firebell Lil. In 1858, when she was 15, she spotted a San Francisco firefighting crew in need of help and dropped her school books to jump into action, encouraging other passersby to join as well. The effort worked, and she was an honorary member of the squad from that point onward, the only woman to receive such an honor. The Los Angeles Queens are named for Lizzie Murphy, who was the Queen of the Diamond. In 1922, Murphy became the first woman to play baseball against major leaguers. Murphy was already a well-known ball player in New England before she took to the diamond as part of an all-star team during an exhibition game against the Boston Red Sox at Fenway Park. L.A. is the only WPBL team with a baseball star as its namesake. The Women's Professional Baseball League kicked off its inaugural season Saturday with games at a neutral host stadium in Springfield, Illinois. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.